Marco Werman here with The World. Let's pay a quick visit to a village in Germany. It's not one of those medieval ones.
I am talking to you from a cozy town in the treehouse called Lump. It is a village of 50 treehouses.
That's a woman who calls herself Susie. We spoke with her earlier today from a treehouse in Germany's Hambacher Forest. Dozens of protesters have been living in this treehouse for the past 6 years. Yes, 6 years.
For generations, there has been open pit brown coal mining in the region, taking away more and more of Europe's largest mixed forest. And we live here all through the year to stop the people from cutting the forest down.
This is an ancient forest and is owned by the mining company RWE. RWE now wants to expand its coal production there, and police have been evicting the protesters.
This morning, they started surrounding the treehouse with police and then started clearing the forest around the treehouses to make way for cherry pickers. Then they have climbing police trying to enter the treehouse, and then they try to put ropes around several people, and they pull the ropes so the person is dragged through the branches onto the cherry picker.
The protesters say they've been living in the trees next to the mine to send a message. They want to shed light on the world leaders who made promises to end the use of greenhouse gas producing fuels. Chancellor Angela Merkel, for example, she's promised to phase out coal, but has not yet given a timeline. And currently in Germany, 40% of the country's electricity comes from coal-fired power plants.
At the same time that they are evicting us here, we have had an extreme hot summer simply here in Germany. Floods are flooding Florida, the Philippines, and China. And it seems like politicians that are making decisions here don't understand how that is connected. It's about climate justice.
RWE is expected to begin cutting down trees for its expansion next month. Susie says when that happens, the protesters will be back and in greater numbers.